After about 2 weeks, the caterpillars began to spin silken pads around themselves. They hung upside down using a tiny hook at the end of their bodies. An emerald-green chrysalis formed around each monarch caterpillar. The chrysalis would be home to each caterpillar as it turned into a butterfly. The chrysalis was really clear, but every few days it seemed to turn a different color. That was because the butterfly wings were forming inside it. Mr. Small took the class to the computer room. He divided them into groups and gave each group a topic to research about the monarch. Carl's group researched the journey that the monarchs took. By early October, butterflies began to appear inside the net cage. "Are they ready to fly away?" Becca asked. "Not yet," Mr. Small replied. "Their wings are still wet. We'll keep them until tomorrow. We have work to do first." Mr. Small took out a package. It was a tagging kit for monarch butterflies. He had ordered it from the University of Kansas. It was part of their Monarch Watch program. It would help the researchers there keep track of the monarchs. That afternoon, students held the monarchs whose wings had dried. The students had to work in pairs. A boy named Al, who sat two aisles from Carl, used sign language to ask Carl to be his partner. Carl and Al filled out a data sheet. It told them where they would be releasing the monarch and other information. While Al held the butterfly, Carl gently pressed a tiny tag into its hind wings.